We're going to be talking in this next set of lessons about the Holy Spirit. When we look to the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, we find the first mention of the Holy Spirit. And as we go through these lessons, we're going to be trying to see as best we can what the Bible teaches about the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to be raising the question, who is the Holy Spirit? And notice that we didn't raise the question, what is the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit, if you will, is a person. The Holy Spirit is, as we know, a part of the Trinity or the Godhead. And that's what we're going to establish today as we look at these passages. Now, as we proceed on, we're going to next look at what the Holy Spirit did in the Old Testament. And then we'll follow that in a lesson about what the Holy Spirit did in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, we'll have at least two lessons on that. And then we're going to talk about how that the Holy Spirit gave the writing of the Bible. We're going to talk about how that the Holy Spirit worked these miracles in the first century. We're going to look at different views and different questions about those topics. And then we're going to raise the question, what does the Holy Spirit do today? That is a very controversial question. It is also a very interesting question. And so over the course of the next few weeks, these are the topics that we're going to be looking at under the heading of the Holy Spirit. But we have to do our homework first. We have to go to the Bible to see what the Bible says. Oftentimes, when these questions are raised, a lot of people already have their minds made up. They already have their own views about the Holy Spirit. They already have their own beliefs. And they don't really take enough time to go to the Bible to let God explain to them in the Scriptures what He teaches about the Holy Spirit and about other subjects as well. So what we want to do is to make sure that we spend enough time in the Bible to lay a foundation for the questions that we're going to raise. And so today we're going to begin with the question, who is the Holy Spirit? And we begin in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the first time in the Bible where you find the Holy Spirit definitely mentioned is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says that the Spirit of God moved or hovered upon the face of the waters. Now, the fact that the Holy Spirit is involved here and at the creation shows that the Holy Spirit is not some kind of created being or created force. The Holy Spirit is taking part in and is present at the very creation of the heavens and the earth. And just because the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved or hovered upon the face of the waters does not mean that the Holy Spirit is some kind of thing. The Bible, if it had said that God the Father or Christ the Son was doing this, wouldn't any more take away from the fact that God the Father is a person, He is a spirit being, and that Christ is. It doesn't any more take away from their being a spirit being than it does the fact that the Holy Spirit is also a spirit being. So the Bible tells us in verse 2 that the Holy Spirit was there when all of this was created. Now I know that a lot of commentaries and a lot of Bible teachers say that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 that when the Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, that the word God there in the original Hebrew is in the plural. And it is. That is the word Elohim. If you've read that before, that is true. What some Bible students do, though, is that they say that that means that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the word God there is definitely signifying or is definitely saying that there is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because it's in the plural. And that is just not a justified conclusion. That is something that you just can't prove there just because on the simple basis of the fact that this is a plural noun. Because that was common in the Hebrew. It was common for the Hebrews to use a plural noun even though they were actually talking about a singular subject. It's called an intensive plural in Hebrew. And so what you find is that throughout the Old Testament, this is common. For instance, in Genesis 2, verse 7, when the Bible says that God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, did you know that the word breath there is also plural in the Hebrew? But you wouldn't say breaths of life, you just say breath of life. It's there for emphasis. Did you know that in Genesis chapter 4, verse 10, when God says to Cain that the voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground, that the word blood there in the Hebrew is in the plural? But we don't translate it blood simply because it is talking about the blood of that one person. Now, I know that that's a technical thing, but oftentimes you read that in commentaries and people start trying to make arguments based on that, and it really won't work. It really won't prove anything. And it's best for us to have plain statements of the Bible rather than trying to prove something from the original that really won't work. So the first time that the Bible definitely refers to the Holy Spirit is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Now, if you go later into Genesis chapter 1, down to verse 26, you will find that the other members of the Trinity are implied there. Now, they're not specifically mentioned, but they are implied. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Now, who is he referring to there? Well, he's not talking about the angels, because we're not made in the image of angels. We're made a little lower than the angels, the Bible says. But we're not made in the image of angels. We're made in the image of God. Verse 27 says that. God created man in his own image. And so when God said in verse 26, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," that evidently refers to the fact that he is including not only God the Father, but God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, what I want to do is to turn to a few passages in the Bible that make it absolutely clear, even though these passages are clear as well, but I want to turn to a few other passages that show that the Holy Spirit is a part of God. The first one is over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. And here we find something about the Holy Spirit which proves that the Holy Spirit is not an angel. The Holy Spirit is not some kind of created being. The Holy Spirit is a part of God. Hebrews 9, verse 14. The writer says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God?" So the writer says that the Spirit here, and notice that you have the capital S, and they rightly translated with a capital S here because it has to be the Holy Spirit. The eternal Spirit here is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is eternal. He never had a beginning. Now, the only one who never had a beginning is God, deity. God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit never had a beginning. These three compose God. So the Holy Spirit is deity. The Holy Spirit is God. He's not a thing. He's not an angel. He's not a man. He is God. Now, the next passage that really brings this out is in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. And this is the story of Ananias and Sapphira lying to Peter. And as they lie to Peter, Peter brings out the fact that they've lied to somebody else as well. So when they come and tell this lie, the Bible says in Acts chapter 5, verse 3, that Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Now, why does Peter say here that Ananias was lying to the Holy Ghost? Because Ananias was talking to Peter. Well, it's because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, was speaking through Peter. So Peter says, if you lie to me, in essence, you're lying to the Holy Spirit. So he plainly says in Acts 5, verse 3, that Ananias had lied to the Holy Ghost. Then in verse 4, he says, "While it remained, was it not your own? and after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. Now notice what's happened here. The Bible says in verse 3 that Ananias lied to the Holy Ghost. In verse 4, he says that Ananias has lied unto God. So what does that tell you about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God. So again, we find here in this passage that the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead. Let's look at one more. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we have something that Paul says about the Holy Spirit that indicates that the Holy Spirit is on that level of deity with God the Father and Christ the Son. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now notice in verse 10 that he says that the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now who else could do that except deity himself? The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. And he gives an illustration here. He says in verse 11, who knows what is in a man except the spirit of man which is within him? In other words, who knows what you're thinking and who knows what is in your heart except you? Now, unless you reveal that, unless you tell it to other people, nobody knows what is in your heart. Nobody knows what is in your mind. The spirit of each individual knows what that individual has in his heart. Now, he says, even so, in the same way, there is no man that knows the things of God but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, not man, knows the things of God. And the only way that we know these things that he's talking about here about God and from God is because the Holy Spirit has revealed these things in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is on the level of deity. He is a part of God. So there's no reason in the world why any religious person should think of the Holy Spirit as any kind of thing. The Holy Spirit is deity. The Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. Now that's why Jesus said to the apostles in Matthew 28:19, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He puts the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost on the same plane, on the same level. And that's why we're going to talk more about the Holy Spirit in the lessons that follow.